We are into another weekend and a weekend of information. What's appropriate at this moment in time is for you to be focused on your health and well-being. And a great way for you to do that is to partner up with us here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. More importantly, our advisor is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the medical expert of the Good Day program, has a cardiology practice in Orlando, Florida, has been on the radio for a long time, has been practicing medicine a lot longer than that. And so he's worked a way through the storm of information, the BS and the things that are maybe inferential versus factual. He tends to like things that are proven scientifically. He and I have a little fun once in a while on
little tete-a-tetes
on what that all means. You may be interested to know that this program is being streamed live. If you go to gooddayshow.com, you'll see Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug practicing without a license. 888-553-7536. That's 888-55 Dr. Ken. Should you want to take advantage of Dr. Ken's advice, you got some things going on with you that you would like to have one more opinion as a doctor. He's talked to just about anybody and everybody who wanted to talk to him about just about anything there is to concern you with regard to your body. Even though he specializes in cardio, he is well-versed in everything and can help you through whatever that iffy period is. So 888-553-7536. Number one, this can be political, but I don't think it really is. I think the people who want to make this political, Ken, are foolish. There is a big to-do. We've talked about it this week on the Good Day program. Newspapers have been full of people who are upset, concerned, worried about the scanners at the airport because there are reports that they may be dangerous. And that is part of our front page medical news this week.
Yes, and the concerns seem to be growing, Doug, not calming down. That's my sense of it.
Yeah.
Some U.S. scientists there at my old alma mater, University of California, San Francisco, where I trained in cardiology. And, you know, there's a lot of smart people there. I was very fortunate to go through that place. And they're usually ahead of the curve. You know, people usually think of them as either being smarter or dumber than everybody else. But they're usually ahead of the curve. And this week, they warn that the full-body graphic image X-ray scanners, Doug, now being used to screen passenger and airline crews at airports around the country, may be unsafe. Now, the risk is minimal, but statistically, someone is going to get skin cancer from these X-rays, and your only option are these enhanced pat-downs, which are the same that one would get if you think you're committing a felony. The problem is that most of the energy from the scanners is delivered to the skin and underlying tissue, so that the dose would be safe if it were distributed throughout the volume of the entire body, but the dose to the skin may be dangerously high. Now, the important thing here is that there are two types of airport body scanners that are available, and this is where I'm totally confused. Apparently, the money that's been used to buy all this came from the stimulus plan, and this may explain how this happened, but there's one type of scanner, the controversial one, uses a very low dose of X-ray to scan travelers front and back, and it creates this so-called naked image. Mm-hmm. And there are currently 206 of these machines at 38 airports. But there's another type, and I don't know why we're not using this one everywhere. It doesn't use X-rays, but instead it uses a technology that is called millimeter wave scanning. There are 167 of these units at 30 airports, and they don't cause any problems.
Millimeter, what's it called again? Millimeter what?
Millimeter wave scanning. And then I'm sure you're going to ask me, can the average traveler standing in a security line tell the difference?
Well, the thing is, you can ask.
Well, but you can actually look at them, and the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. The X-ray type is blue and has two walls. The millimeter wave machine, Doug, is grayish-white and is more roundish.
Is that the one that they've been using all this time? Or is that a new with the one that I'm familiar with? Well, I'm familiar with both of them.
New.
I'm trying the older one, or the description you've just given of the second one seems to have been the one they've been using for a while.
They're both new technologies.
They are new.
Yes.
Okay. So the millimeter wave scanner is gray.
Grayish white.
And it is a rounder. It has, do you just walk, you don't have to hold your hands up and do the dance like you do in front of the other one.
Well, you walk through both of them.
You do.
But
all right.
One is gray and one is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And the one you want is the grayish white one, but they're rare. And I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of pushback. The calculations are that if you go through this 250 times in 1 year, you will exceed the amount of radiation that is recommended. And certainly pilots and frequent flyers could do this.
Very easily. So that's why the pilots' unions are saying no to it. Matter of fact, there's a group that is suggesting the day before Thanksgiving, which is the busiest air travel day of the year. Airlines don't want to hear this because it'll slow things up even more. And if the weather is bad, aye. But there are people who are organizing something called the opt-out day. Day before Thanksgiving, you just opt not to have it. And when they slow down the lines like that, that's the day you'll want to have a couple of hours ahead of your scheduled takeoff to be at the airport. And people won't have it because they'll maybe gone to work in the morning and they're going to rush to get to the airport and get on the plane. But when they have, if there are a lot of people, enough people who sign up for it, they'll be asking these questions of the people at TSA. And the people at TSA, some of them are well-intentioned and A-OK folks. Others are just not very bright, not well-schooled. The story this week that you heard about the woman from New Hampshire who got on a plane in Fort Lauderdale to come back and got handcuffed to a chair when she asked questions about how the thing worked that they couldn't answer. And then she had her airline ticket torn up by a TSA agent. That kind of stuff is Nazi Germany stuff, not American stuff. So these things are being pushed on it. And if you're somebody who works at an airport and you want to weigh in on this, you can. The medical ramifications of the screening devices at airports, that's what we're talking about here, 888-553-7536. Speaking of skin, let's talk about how you can have great-looking eyes no matter what your age. You can prep yourself in the daytime with a product called Tubnol, and then you can secure your looks at night with a product called Night Skin. Now, both of these are produced by a fellow who is a cosmetic surgeon. He's already helped many, many people look younger, and you don't have to go under the knife. So Tubnol can in the daytime is good because it protects your skin from the ravages of the elements, the wind and the sun and all of the things. Never mind. Maybe you better put this all over your body to protect yourself from the damn body scanner.
Well, it's not going to protect you from the radiation of the body scanner, but what it will do is it'll help heal the wrinkles because this plastic surgeon very cleverly put the natural products into it, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000. These are all the products your body makes to heal the skin, and the nice thing is if it doesn't work, they'll give you your money back.
Yep. So we have two different products that you can ask about when you call 800-607-7078. Night Skin is what you put on at night. You get a free bottle of that when you call that number. Ask them. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping and handling, a couple of bucks. That's all that takes, 800-607-7078. And then there's Tubnol. There's a special Dr. Ken deal on that as well. So ask for the product by name, Tubnol. Put that on in the daytime. Put the Night Skin on at night, and you will look younger. Your eyes and the things around your eyes that they call, what do they call them, scarecrow or something, web feet, I don't know. There are always the little names.
All of the above.
People use. A lot of people have tried a lot of things. This works. So check it out at 800-607-7078.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? no moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug at the phone. I want to answer all your health care questions from head to toe. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 DRKN. I won't embarrass you, give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Your friends, your family, your spouse, your kids, anything you'd like to ask me. I'm sure you've been to the doctor. You leave the office with all your questions unanswered. They get you in and out so quickly. I want to give you some alternatives. I take from both worlds, the alternative world with evidence, the traditional world. 1-888-55 DRKN. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been in medicine. I started medical school in 1975. There are a few things that I haven't seen, and I want to help you get to the next step.
Emails to Doug at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. Tori writes, "Hello, Dr. Ken. I listened to you on a local radio station. Enjoy you. A few weeks ago, you mentioned a new FDA-approved drug that might replace Coumadin or warfarin. My husband has been on this drug since 1983. Wow. And would love to be on something else. The tests every 3 weeks play havoc on our travel plans. We also are challenged with a history of Alzheimer's disease. Both my husband's mother and grandfather had it. And she makes reference to the newsletter, how important it is. Third and final bit of bio, our son is at the Mayo Clinic conferring with Dr. Tatum. Suffers from complex partial seizures, which have not been controlled by medication. I take Sustenex daily, enjoy perfect health at 69. I look forward to your input as a replacement for warfarin."
Yes, Doug, this is huge. This is a new drug. It's called Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A. This is going to replace Coumadin or warfarin for people who are on atrial fibrillation, and they won't have to go and get their blood checked. There's just one dose for people. It comes in a lower dose if you have any kidney problems. Pradaxa, it's going to be huge. It's approved for atrial fibrillation to replace Coumadin or warfarin, and you won't need any blood tests anymore.
Coming up in a moment, the FDA proposes new cigarette warning labels. What will they look like? 21 after the hour, 888-55, Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Distress. Dr. Ken is the person to call, 888-553-7536. The Good Day Weekend program, first couple of hours devoted to your health, your medical health, and Dr. Ken is our expert. Interesting good news this week about soy chemicals, and one wonders when one hears the story, Ken, whether we're talking about drinking soy milk, whether we're talking about eating edamame. When we're talking about chemicals, are we talking about what happens after our system digests the soy?
Well, you're talking about this report this week from the American Association of Cancer Research. Mm-hmm. And what they were working with was isoflavone containing soy products. And they discovered that the more isoflavones containing soy products that a young woman eats, the lower her odds for developing invasive breast cancers. These isoflavones, Doug, they're organic compounds. They're found in foods such as soy and soy products, beans, cooked cereal, potato chips, coffee, cookies, and cake. And they contain antioxidants that are thought to be protective against breast cancer.
So, how does one ingest this? What do we want to be eating, or what do we want to be taking that's a soy product?
You pick your choice.
Really? Anything?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right. There it is. There's some good news. There's also good news. There have been plenty of people worried about whooping cough and how it's spread. And actually, I'm not sure. We've talked about this a couple of times. Why don't we explain what whooping cough is first and why it is always, since I was a kid, whenever I heard that term, we all got scared and ran. Ah, whooping cough. What is it?
Yes, whooping cough can be very serious. It's caused by the pertussis bacteria. And we thought we had it under control because we try to immunize children against it. And you get the immunization. It usually comes with the tetanus immunization. And you're not going to get it. But it takes a series of immunizations. But there are these fears about these immunizations, so people are not getting it. And there's been a big outbreak in California. Kids are dying. And about a month ago, there was a suggestion that elderly people should be getting their immunizations because as time passes, they don't have protection against it, and the older people might be spreading it. This was a theory, but it's been looked at, researched very hard, and it was reported this week in the medical journal Science that adults are not spreading the whooping cough, which is caused by the Bordetella pertussis bacteria. Children, Doug, largely spread whooping cough amongst themselves, so blanket vaccination campaigns targeting teens and adults may be a waste of time.
Wow. There you go. That's something to really chew on, and there is a lot of controversy about whether or not you take these various shots when your children are young or have them take them. It still is something that is very controversial. Something else that's pretty controversial this week is the proposal for new cigarette warning labels. Maybe I shouldn't say controversial, because most people who don't smoke are happy to give it a rah-rah. Some people think it's been used in Europe, though, Ken. I think these labels pretty horrific, but why not? Why not give people, as much as I dislike the FDA in this circumstance, maybe this is okay, or is this too much government? Do we need to once again focus on the educational side of this?
Well, this is again what the FDA is doing. We'll just report it. They're proposing new cigarette warning labels, Doug, that will be larger and more visible on cigarette packages and also in advertisements. This is an effort to reduce the number of tobacco-related illnesses and deaths. And there's so much government involvement in our behavior right now. Our behaviors, including smoking, eating, and I'd like to know what everybody thinks about this. Is this a role for government, or should we as adults be telling our children what to eat and as adults be deciding what to do to our bodies? And then who's going to pay for it? I want to hear what the listeners think. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536.
Is that the right approach? In other words, 888-553-7536. Here's the right approach to maintaining a balance in your system, maintaining your immune system, your digestive system. The one word, the one product you need to know about is Sustanex. Can't explain, will you?
Yeah, I really like this product. Everybody's concerned, Doug, how do you protect yourself from these viruses that are around right now, the flu, the colds. I'm in Central Florida, and they are out as strong as can be. And you don't have to give in and realize you're going to be sick. Yes, you can eat a good diet. You can exercise. You can get some vitamin D, multivitamins, and fish oil. Get some rest. Get some exercise. But so important in what you do to protect yourself from these viruses is to get your probiotics, the healthy bacteria. You need to balance the good and the bad bacteria, because two-thirds of your immune system resides in your digestive system, and you need these healthy bacteria to get into your digestive system, to zoom up your immune system, and you can fight. Your defense system will fight these viruses, and you can avoid all this havoc.
Online, go to DougStefan.com, see the Sustanex box, or go to TrySustanex.com. Why you're going there is to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at wherever Sustanex is sold, which is every drugstore, small and large, in the country. Amazon.com sells it, drugstore.com. The Supercenters, the deep discount is yours because you're listening to us right now tell you the story of Sustanex. $5 off coupons, good at stores where Sustanex is sold.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Doctors brace for possible big Medicare pay cuts. We'll have that story in a moment.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Com.
Welcome to the weekend.
Actually, it is 33 minutes after the hour, and this is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kronhaus, my friend and medical assistant. I'm his medical assistant. He's the guy that knows what's going on. Taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Updating you on the news of the week. We've already been talking about the scanners at the airport and how to look out for the right one versus the wrong one. That'd be a good story for the weekend newsletter, the health newsletter that comes out every Friday, Ken. That might be a good thing to explain to people which ones are okay. That millimeter wave scanning machine that is gray-white, look for that one. Stay away from the blue one if
exactly
you're going through the airport. Opt for a pat-down. What is the focus of the Good Day Health newsletter this weekend?
This week we've looked at all the medical journals, the research that's come out in the last few weeks about how to improve your nutrition and use food to stay healthy, things you won't find anywhere else because they're on the desks of your physicians, your doctors, and I've taken this information, and it's in easy-to-understand language. You can get it at DougSteffen.com. You can get it at DrKenShow.com, my website.
Just click on the picture of Dr. Ken that you see there. And you'll be brought right to the site where the newsletter is, little box there. Sign up for it by putting your email address in. That's all you have to do. And then you get it every Friday afternoon. So let's get to a couple of the other things here that are important. The doctors that are concerned. I was looking at a story about a doctor named Catherine Wagner, who is a breast cancer surgeon. She's posted a warning, Ken, in her waiting room at her office about the risk that patients have because of the Medicare cases not being allowed to charge what they had in the past. There are cuts that have been. Now, is this part of the cost control that would have been there regardless of the new health care bill?
Exactly.
Or is this part of the new health care bill?
This would have occurred regardless of the new health care.
23% reduction in payments.
Right. This is the consequence of a 1990s budget balancing law, the sustainable growth rate, where they thought that they would keep the increases or decreases to what physicians get paid based on what how much we spent the previous year and what the revenue that the government gets, and they would keep it leveled off. The problem is, if you do this, there's going to be a 23% cut scheduled for December 1st, and then another 6.1% additional cuts scheduled for January 1st. So you're looking at over 29% cut to what physicians get. Follow me for 1 second, because people think, oh, the doctors make enough money, they can afford it. But just wait 1 second, because that's what we use. Each one of us is like a small business person, and that's what we use to pay all of our expenses, all the people who work for me, our rent, et cetera. And maybe the doctor takes home 40% of that as their salary. That's what the average physician works on, 30 or 40%. So if you cut out 30%, the doctor's going to actually go from making 40% and cut out 30%. So actually that's a 75% cut in the doctor's salary. And I don't know how many people, how many doctors can afford to keep going after a 75% cut in salary.
This is a forced, this is like the march to the sea. Sherman's march to the sea. Push all the doctors away so the government can take over. Everybody will be employed by the government. And that's one more encouragement. People realize what's going on. There are 46 million people in this country that are going to be potentially affected by these budget cuts. And this isn't even the Obama thing. And before you even get to the Obama healthcare, this is before you even go through the door.
That's exactly right. That's a very good point, because you have $500 billion more cuts out of Medicare over the next 10 years from Obamacare. That's a very good point. So I don't know how it's going to add up. The real problem is that to give right now, Medicare provides really good care. Medicaid does not. You try at 3 in the morning to get a really good doctor to jump out of bed for a Medicaid patient. It's almost impossible. But right now, Medicare, you know, it doesn't pay great, but you can keep things going. And if they cut from here, doctors are just going to be out of it. They're not going to take care of the patients because you can't afford to do it. And right now, with the reimbursements, you can give Medicare patients really good care. And the problem is, as we do more research, as more people get into the Medicare window, it's expensive. And these legislators who think that they can just come up with some special new way to pay doctors, they can't, because they've just squashed everything out of it already. I don't know anyone who's abusing the system. We're all watched with a magnifying glass. Everything I do is reviewed. There's no abuse. It's just expensive to give good care to many more people. And I don't know anybody who thinks that they can cut this out who actually is in the business of taking care of patients. It's all bureaucrats or academics who are totally removed from frontline medicine who think they can squeeze all of this out. The one place where I think you could save is that there are places that are getting paid. They're usually not physicians' offices, but there is some corruption in the system, and they could wring that out of the system, and maybe that's where they could save some money.
Well, that's they're in every aspect of government. That's why the government getting involved in this thing was a mistake in the first place. Yeah, there were greedy doctors, and there were people who were getting overcharged. The insurance, the business between the insurance and the doctors, insurance companies and the doctors, sweetheart deals, those things were abuses, and this stuff was supposed to address that, but instead it went the wrong way. As usual, they didn't think it through.
10, 20 years ago, there were big abuses. But in the last decade, we are under incredible review by everybody, under the magnifying glass, that a doctor would have to be crazy. And maybe there are a few, but I tell you, the way we're reviewed in Florida, you'd be crazy to break the law.
Yeah. It is just there's in one extreme or the other, and nobody seems to have found a happy medium. And because this story has been sort of put on the back burner because the news media has done a horrible job reporting on it, everybody thinks the only thing the Congress people are coming back to town for is to act on budget. I'm sorry, tax cuts, and how do we do the tax and pay off the deficit and all that other stuff. But this is that dark, that deep, dark secret in the back room that people are not talking about. This has to be dealt with this year, and nobody is talking about it.
By December 1st.
888-553-7536. Let's talk to Adrian, who's calling in from Hannibal, Missouri. You're on the air with Dr. Ken. Adrian, please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Ken. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Hi, my pleasure also. How can we help?
Well, my daughter is on Accutane. And, of course, we have to stay away from all vitamin A. That's great. But she's also wants to be back on her multivitamins, but they all have vitamin A included. So what can she take?
What's Accutane, first of all?
Does she have really bad acne?
Yes, she does.
Yes. Accutane is a drug that is used for very, very bad acne. In fact, there was a report out this week. Did you see the report about suicide, Accutane, and acne in teenagers?
Yes, I did see that, and we're watching her very closely. In fact, she is very conscious of any concerns. She's read everything. You have to go through so much to even be eligible for it. And we're keeping an eye on her very closely.
Right, and you should. And the conclusion from this study was that it's not actually the Accutane that's causing the suicide. It's actually the response to the problem, to the acne. So you know, just watch your teenager, because the doctors wouldn't be using the Accutane unless she had really severe acne. So I would imagine it's pretty severe.
Yes, we've gone through several years, actually, of various creams and antibiotics, everything to try to clear this, and it just didn't.
Right, and I would just eat a good, healthy diet.
And stay away from fats and that sort of thing, fatty foods.
Oh, she does. The other thing is, though, she's a vegetarian, so we're, you know, we're really, really trying to keep her on a very balanced diet. But.
Right, that's what I would do, because it's a vitamin A derivative. Vitamin A is stored in the fat in the body, so if you take supplements, especially with vitamin A, you can get vitamin A toxic, and that's a serious issue. So what I recommend is just make sure the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, just make sure, and fish, make sure she's eating a really good, well-balanced, healthy diet. Not a Twinkie diet.
No Twinkie diets. All right, Adrian, good luck to you and to your daughter. I had a very bad acne when I was a kid, very bad. And it was treated with tetracycline, which at this point I know was a cause. And I've often wondered this, and you and I have never talked about this in my exams with you, but although maybe I did bring it up once with you, and we were talking about the sort of peptic problem that I have, acid and the reverse stuff, what do they call that?
Reflux,
acid reflux. And because the tetracycline gave me such bad heartburn when I was a kid, I wonder if that isn't something that might have caused my reflecting. This is the first time I've thought about this with you. Could tetracycline have caused the problem that I now have?
Probably not. What it will do is cause some of those symptoms just because of the tetracycline itself, and you get rid of the tetracycline, and usually the symptoms go away.
Yeah. When tetracycline was what? Why would they have prescribed that, and do they do it?
They still do.
For that, acne?
Yes.
Really?
Because acne is due to too much bacteria in the skin that's fertilized by the hormonal changes that go on through teenagers going through puberty. But there are some common side effects of tetracycline: stomach cramps, diarrhea, skin reactions to sunlight, and fevers.
Yeah. I never had any of those, but I will tell you, as a kid, I was wild hormonally. When I got to be a teenager, woo!
Exactly, and that just fertilizes the
acne. I was on the farm, and there's probably more dirt on the farm, maybe, or exposed to more dirt on the farm or out in the fields and stuff. With the dust and whatever, and that may, you think about it, and it all makes sense when you go back a few years. So something to be aware of for all of us, whether we had it or whether we have children who have it. 888-553-7536. Here's something that Ken and I feel very strongly about. Since I've been on a magnesium product for a long, long time, having learned that it would help me with my once in a while erratic heartbeat, and then I found out there were so many more things that magnesium was good for in terms of fatigue and stress and digestion and all these other things. And then not only did I figure out that was good, but then we discovered, Ken and I, Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT, which addresses all of these things I was just talking about, and then some, Ken.
Exactly. You need at least 500 milligrams a day of magnesium. And the problem is some people take supplements or they get it in their food and they don't absorb it well. That's why I like this Jigsaw of magnesium. It has patented technology, sustained-release technology, which enhances its absorption, and it is absorbed. And if the magnesium level in your body, which often cannot be accurately measured even with a blood test, you have to just take it. And if you don't have enough, your heart won't work properly, your brain, all your muscles, you'll feel weak. There are so many symptoms of having low magnesium. Palpitations, your blood pressure will be erratic. You can have vomiting, nausea, fatigue, weakness, difficulty in swallowing, constipation, urinary spasm, menstrual cramps, sunlight can bother you, chest tightness, neck jaw discomforts. All of these problems
can
be
run from the room screaming.
Exactly. Breast tenderness, insomnia. I'm sure that many of you have unsolved problems, and we all need magnesium.
Magnesium balances your system. That's what it does. And Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT hasn't got anything artificial in it. No dyes, no additives, no pesticides, no lactose, no gluten, nothing. No, so there's nothing in it except pure magnesium that is timed. The sustained release technology is timed to make sure you get the maximum benefit from having this. Everybody needs to be on this, and here's the way you can get started. Because Ken and I are involved, they, when you mention our names, give you $5 off plus 100% money back guarantee. There's no good reason not to call 888-364-5050, or you can go online to gooddaymag.com and order it there, get more information there. You and your family, everybody needs to be on magnesium. Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT, 888-364-5050.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
888-553-7536, Leon in Troy, North Carolina. Let's have a conversation with you and Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Leon.
The doctor prescribed niacin and baby aspirin for high triglycerides. I have low bad cholesterol, and the good cholesterol was good, but the triglycerides were higher than he wanted.
Leon, how high were your triglycerides?
Put me on the spot there.
Okay. Well, triglycerides, it's a fragment of the total cholesterol. They go up when your blood sugar's not controlled. Excessive weight, excessive alcohol, or a low thyroid. You need to get all those things checked. One nice way to treat a high triglycerides is to get on a diet eliminating white flour products, white sugar products, get down to ideal body weight, minimize your alcohol, get your thyroid checked, and fish oil is my favorite way to do this. There's a product, Loveza, which is industrial strength. High grade, this is a pharmaceutical product when your triglycerides fasting, 12-hour fasting, is above 500. But if it's a little bit elevated, you may want to try 1 to 2, up to 3 grams of fish oil that you get over the counter. See if that works after you get on the right diet.
Look for a product called Carlson. They make good fish oil, any kinds of things that come from the sea. I think calamari oil they had too, Ken. I'm not mistaken.
Krill oil, yes. Krill oil is the hot new fish oil. Niacin will get the triglycerides down a little bit, but it actually gets the bad cholesterol down and the good cholesterol up, and it's a little strong, I think, unless you're very high, but it's not the right first-line treatment, in my opinion.
All right. It doesn't hurt to listen. 888-553-7536. Doesn't hurt to call Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com, or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Care.
Past the hour now, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, news from San Francisco. Actually, a couple of different things in San Francisco. Only in San Francisco would they consider, that is, the city council is considering a ban on male circumcision.
We're not making this up.
No.
They think it's cruel punishment.
They want to ban Happy Meals with toys and circumcision. This is a great combo. How'd you like that for a Happy Meal, is it?
You don't get a toy. What do you think? Should we ban circumcision?
God.
Should we ban Happy Meals? 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Amazing, isn't it? All right, let's get to Jake, who's in Columbia, South Carolina, with a question for Dr. Ken. Jake, please go ahead. You're on the air.
Good. Thank you.
Hi,
good
Jake.
Morning.
Yeah, hey.
My tongue, have a pain in my tongue.
Yes.
And it goes back about an inch and a half from the very tip, you know, going back toward the throat.
Uh-huh.
And I've been diagnosed as a hairy black tongue. You ever heard of that one?
Hairy black tongue.
Heard of hairy warts on cow's feet, but never hairy.
I don't have any warts on it.
Did he say not to worry about it?
No, he didn't, huh? It's right in the crease of the tongue, right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
That's where the pain, you know,
Let me tell you some of the things that can cause tongue pain, okay, Jake?
That's why I've called you.
All right. All right, we'll go.
Go get him.
We're together. Same page. Have you had any trauma to this? Have you bit it? Have you cut it? Have you bit into anything?
No.
Okay, so you didn't, you know, with all these kinds of containers today, you often see people who really do damage to their tongue.
Right.
You didn't do that. The other thing is, it can be an infection. There's some bugs. Trichinosis, trichinella.
Good God.
Can do it. You can have an abscess there, just a chronic infection.
Uh-huh.
You can have an ulcer on the tongue. The thing that we do get concerned about, and a guy like you is, and I don't want to get you worked up, is that this could be a cancer.
Uh-huh.
And the person who specializes in this area is actually an oral surgeon or an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Okay.
And the question is should this be biopsied? Because I think, you know, your doctor gave it the best thought. My recommendation is to go to either an ear, nose, and throat doctor or to an oral surgeon. That's a dentist.
Right.
And let them look at it. They're really good at, after looking at it, to decide whether you need a biopsy. I would not let this thing sit around without having one of them look at it.
Yeah. Right now, believe it or not, we talk, I can feel just a little pain right in the middle, you know, on the surface. You understand?
Yes.
And but it's not there all the time. In fact, listen to this. He gave me something, a retin, R-E-T-I-N, a micro, whatever that is.
Well, did he say it was the black hairy tongue?
That one of them, yeah.
Okay. Well, this
is
a benign condition, and it gives your tongue a dark, furry appearance.
Right.
And it's an overgrowth of bacteria in the mouth.
That's gone now. I've got rid of that. I had some black stuff.
But you still have the problem.
A little bit, yeah.
That's why I think you need a second look at it if it's still there after being treated for black hairy tongue.
What is it, a mouthwash, anything like that would help or not?
You need a diagnosis first before you can treat it, and they tried to treat it for the black hairy tongue. It's still there. Jake, please go get this looked at to see if it needs a biopsy. That's your next step.
And by the way, and not to be a wise guy, but sometimes those things are caused by sexual activity.
Or are you chewing tobacco?
No.
Was the laugh for the comment about sexual activity or tobacco?
Both.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't smoke.
And you're brushing your teeth well?
Absolutely, about two and three times a day.
And you're not on Pepto-Bismol or anything like that? That can do it also?
Is that right?
Yes. You take Pepto-Bismol?
No.
Do you use mouthwashes? Some mouthwashes can cause this, and you're not smoking?
That's right. I haven't smoked since 81.
Okay, because those are the causes of that black, hairy tongue.
What helps sometimes is when I use salt water. I wash my mouth out with salt water. No, it just seemed like it ought to clear up.
You know what the best part of this call was, other than the information? Your laugh.
Oh.
After I said what I did.
Well, it doesn't help do a... Hurt do otherwise, right?
Yeah, no,
Did you try brushing your tongue?
Yeah. My dentist told me about a little scraper.
Right. You want to floss, brush the tongue, and get to the dentist or that ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Right.
Doug's going to yell at me because I'm repeating myself, but Jake, do it.
And stay away from those wild women, Jake. Thanks for the...
Especially if things are dark.
All right. Another hour of Dr. Ken with medical advice. And it's good advice, as you can tell by listening here. People are very interested in Dr. Ken's opinion. You can get his input at 888-553-7536 as the Good Day Weekend Marathon continues 59 past the hour.